Now, Rachel, what we're going to do today is an interview, and today is October 15th in 2003, and what we hope to do is talk about Roswell some today, but before we do, I have a couple of forms to show you.
Okay.
You know something about these. This is a consent form to participate in a research project, and it's a form that under other circumstances I might have mailed to you before the interview if we were going to do something under other circumstances.
Right.
Instead of being here at in a University of Georgia classroom with 20 other people watching. But I know that you have already seen this form,
mm-hmm.
but what I would like you to do, if you're willing, is to ask me any, please ask any questions about it that you may have. But what I'd like you to do, if you're comfortable with it, is to sign the participant lines, and then I'll sign one of them and give it back to you.
Okay. I've read this already, so.
Now we have another form, and this is one that you've also already seen. But this is the one that is a contract that says that our interview today is going to be published in whole or in part by the Roswell Folk and Heritage Bureau. And it'll be included in this Roswell Voices project that we're working on. And what this contract says is that you're allowing the interview to be a gift to this nonprofit community
mm-hmm.
organization, and that there's no expectation that anybody's going to make any money, and that you waive your right to collect money based
okay.
on this interview at some future time. And who knows, you might even be on Roswell Public Television. But if you're comfortable with the
yeah.
with this, then if you'll sign both copies, what I'll do later is we can fill in the
okay.
Name and address part. Under the circumstances today, we don't need to have you telling everybody what your address is. right in front
they
of you.
They can find out, I'm sure.
But this is another part of our process. Great. But if you're comfortable with all of this stuff,
yep.
we've got one more to do.
Oh, did I?
And
I didn't notice.
And what I'm going to do is give you a copy of each of these so that you can have it. What we'll also do is give you a copy of the Roswell Voices CD that we eventually make.
Okay.
But of course we don't have it yet. But this is when we give you back a copy of the form, then you'll have that so that you know what you do.
Okay.
So on to the interview. First of all, could you say your name for me?
Full name, like middle name, everything. Rachel.
That's great. And your age?
I'm 19.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about your education, how far you've gotten and where you've been?
Currently at the University of Georgia, studying journalism and linguistics. I graduated from Centennial High School, which is a relatively new high school in the Roswell, Alfred Roswell area. Before that, I went to Barnwell Elementary in Roswell, and before that I lived in Rhode Island and went to schools there.
Okay, so you're a student now.
I'm a student now, yes.
And have you done other jobs?
I briefly worked as a server at a restaurant in Roswell called which is actually like a national chain restaurant, and then I work for now here, which is kind of an independent and normal job. It's related to my major, but it's independent of the university, so I get paid